Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six.
Yes.
Very good.
Got it this morning.
Got it.
It's only taking until Thursday this week to get it.
I totally forgot to do it yesterday.
I
didn't do it at all.
You just looking at me and your mouth didn't move. You're like, what's going on here?
We do it at the same time every morning.
Every day. Top six at six. It's the headlines, guys. Let's roll through them. Number one, Daniel Andrews sends message to Victorians responding to latest COVID lockdown. I didn't even know that had happened until I got into work today. Mm-hmm. Whacked it out on his Facebook, did he?
Yep. What did he say? Oh, it's there.
Oh, I won't talk about how hard this is or why it matters so much. You all know that. But I did want to send a message to Victorians facing another week off work, away from school or with the kids at home. Daddy, 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 dumb. Be proud of what you've achieved and be proud of our state too. Keep fighting. I edited it on the run there.
Yeah.
It's a pump up. When's Daniel Andrews coming back to work, Matthew?
It's supposed to be July.
No, it's this month.
He said June.
Yeah, it's still...
He's having a meeting with his medical professionals to work that out.
Right. Come on. Come on, Dan.
Come on, Dan.
Back you
come on, Daniel.
None of us have seen James Molino. I've discussed this because of the height of the microphones and the lectern. I just don't know if he's there or not.
The camera can't pan that low.
He's there. I've seen
you, Will.
Very good from you. Good to get you on board with the James Molino gear. Coming in at number two, furious city folk leave for coastal holiday homes. We're not allowed to do that, are we?
No, you're supposed to be staying in the house where
principal place of residence and where you were when the lockdown started.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could just wander around willy-nilly.
That's right.
It does feel as though this lockdown doesn't have quite the bite.
No, the roads, I think, are busier than they were during...
Definitely.
Well, compared to last lockdowns, previous lockdowns.
Particularly the big one.
Yeah.
The February one, I think people thought it was just a bit of a break.
Yeah, it was 5 days in Feb.
I mean, obviously not those people who were trying to run a cafe.
That's right, yeah.
But it does seem as though this one feels a bit looser.
Yeah, I've seen people...
Could just be me.
...playing footy at the Oval
in
sort of groups of people, which is obviously not allowed at the moment.
No,
I guess as long as people aren't going to houses in big group settings, that's the most important thing.
Well, I think you've just got to do all the things.
Yes, no, I understand.
Everyone needs to do everything so that we can finally, hopefully, put all this stuff behind
us. Get out of it quicker. Exactly.
Number three, how two adult mice can breed into 1.5 million in just a year as nation considers unleashing rodent napalm on the worst plague ever.
1.5 million.
From two mice.
Oh.
That's insane.
We saw a mouse in our house.
Uh-oh.
Did you?
Lay a trap immediately.
I didn't. Your partner did. And what are you going to do? Kill it, obviously.
Well, I'm not convinced it's there yet.
Well, you need to do what I did with little Shuey. You need to leave out little bits of grape or nut and see if there's mice, and then you lay a trap.
Mm. Oh, and if it's gone
in the morning, you know what you got to do.
Glass of milk in a carrot.
And then you'll cry like I did when you do kill it.
Oh, no, I don't cry.
No, Will won't cry.
No. Oh, no.
He hasn't cried
He'll
for 20 years.
He'll punt it off the balcony into one of those filthy lanes behind his house.
Filthy lanes where all the other rodents are.
Standing around.
On a Saturday night.
Grab it like I'm in the outfield on the boundary rope. Send it to Chapel Street.
Yeah, absolutely. Throw that back where it belongs.
No,
just near
thanks.
Revolver. Number four, Pip Edwards confirms Michael and Kylie Clark are back together. I can't believe I just read that.
Neither can I.
Pip Edwards, of course, PE Nation's Pip Edwards.
Having dated Michael.
And she's confirmed that they're back together, but have Michael or Kylie confirmed it?
No, she said, I wish them well.
Did she?
Something like that.
It's all very Sydney, isn't it?
Let's move on.
Number five, Demons resigned to losing huge Queen's Birthday windfall.
Obviously,
ticket related, Will.
Yeah.
It's disappointing because that's also the big freeze match. Which is really disappointing. But they made a lot of money for that last year, even through the major
But maybe
lockdown.
They'll do something online.
That's what they did last year, and they still got a lot of donations. So.
Through the beanies.
Good. Yeah,
through the beanies.
They're at Coles.
Yep.
Yeah.
And online.
Right, okay. Well, we need to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Keep that rolling forward. Number six, the final top six at six this morning. Trump shuts down his website from the desk of Donald Trump after just 29 days because he didn't like it being mocked and having so few readers.
KO Sport Lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you're new to KO, start your 14-day free trial. Will's got the sport for us. Hey, Will.
Hi, Troy.
How are you?
Morning, Will.
Morning, Marty, Lauren, Matt, DC and
Hello,
Alex.
Will.
Yeah, good man.
A lot of sport and
a lot
of COVID.
Yeah.
So the two of them don't really agree with each other.
What are you starting with?
COVID bon mots.
COVID bon mots. Wonderful.
So, Collingwood are heading to Adelaide on Saturday.
On Saturday.
It's a FIFO job.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Crows.
Oh, that's right.
So they have been told that players, coaches and staff are under strict home lockdown until they leave on Saturday. So they're going in and out on the same day.
Right.
But until then, nobody at the club is able to leave
their homes. That's a long day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's a long day.
Two flights.
Going to the airport, flying over there,
yeah,
playing the game, flying back, getting home.
Mentally and physically exhausting.
By the time those blokes get home, they will be absolutely shattered.
You'd be zonked. So until then, from 5 p.m. on Wednesday, yesterday, they have been told that they're not allowed to leave their homes except a train, and that applies to anyone in their house. So it means the wife of a player is not allowed to go and get a coffee down the street. Their kids can't just pop down to the park.
Everyone's at home.
It's just a complete lockdown for the entire Collingwood organisation at the moment, which is tough.
It's tough, but it's only, I mean, I'm not saying it's only, but it's only a couple of days.
It is. It's only for,
you know, for the club.
Yep.
They've done worse things for Collingwood, those people.
South Australia's chief medical officer, Professor Nicola Spurrier, has made an unusual request
this
of the fans at the game.
Superb.
Which I really enjoy. Here we go.
Yeah, here it is.
Well, not that I've been to many football games. I have noticed occasionally it does get kicked into the crowd. If you are at Adelaide Oval and the ball comes towards you, my advice to you is to duck and just do not touch that ball.
Oh, my God.
Surely the players are probably the least COVID people in the whole ground.
Don't touch the person next to you.
Yeah, the ball is not the issue.
I don't know if the fans at Adelaide Oval will follow Professor Spurrier's instructions.
They'll be trying to take a specky.
Oh, I think it'll attract more people touching the ball. But anyway, that's a bit of fun. Gillon McLachlan said hubs are a last resort for the league.
Mm.
They're hoping that if push comes to shove, they can just pause.
What's he said about it? The accusation that it's a boys' club in there?
There hasn't been much from Gill on that front yet. We'll leave the boys' club stuff to Michael Warner. The wife of Trent Cotchin, Brooke.
Now, what's happening here?
There was an expectation that Trent was going to sit out this weekend's game.
One of his kids is unwell.
Yeah, one of his daughters is some health issue that we're not really across, but Trent is going to play now following the wishes of his daughter. So she said, no, I want you to play, Dad. Brooke said that she begged her husband not to come home because, this is a quote, I don't need him right now, but because I would be scared of the abuse I would have to deal with from online trolls. That's what she wrote.
Well, she had a really rough time after she went to the day spa when they were in the hub up in Queensland. She had very, very rough time with that.
Yeah, I think online, she in particular, cops it quite badly.
Mm-hmm,
so
please
stop that if you're planning to do that.
It's just trolls. I mean, turn off the whatever you turn off.
Yep.
Turn off comments.
Turn off comments.
Turn off comments.
You just don't need to know what someone in the suburbs thinks of you at any time.
No. So we wish the best for the Cotchins. Speaking of that game over in Perth at Optus Stadium, it's sold out.
Mm.
So two non-Perth clubs.
Well, I spoke to Basil Zemplis yesterday. And Basil said that WA were really aware of selling that game out to do the right thing by Victoria.
Mm. So it's 60,000 people that stadium holds. And it could almost be a record capacity at that stadium. It's not that old. But also, State of Origin, I should say, at Townsville, sold out in 2 minutes. 25,000 people up there. So.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
It's a big rugby league state.
All right. It's a huge opportunity for Townsville.
It'll be a belter.
Do we want to touch on the Collingwood board situation?
Yeah, just quickly.
So the current board has released a statement imploring its fans not to support Jeff Brown's insurgent bid to take over the club's presidency.
Mm.
And they called it an unjustified coup with no vision for the future.
Well, I think that's the issue. They don't know what Jeff Brown's bringing to the table.
Yeah.
Because Jeff hasn't said what he's bringing to the table other than three new people with him.
Yeah, certainly not publicly. We haven't heard a lot
Well, and four of the seven that are on the current board have only been there 5 years.
Yep.
I don't understand what's going on at Collingwood. It feels like someone behind the scenes is pulling a lot of strings. There's a puppet master at work.
Puppet master at work?
And I don't know who it would be.
No. And the AFL mid-season draft. Your Kangaroos.
Yeah.
They had the number one pick. And they found a gem in a 202-centimetre ruckman forward, Jacob Edwards.
Good.
So he's an 18-year-old. Oh, he was playing Division 4 footy in Beau Morris.
Oh,
in
that's
2019.
Not, doesn't seem as good.
It's a rise.
Because I reckon I could do that.
He's been playing.
Oh, really?
Go on, then.
Not based on yesterday's step count.
It's 308.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.